Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. It's almost too much. I'm almost overwhelmed. You know, I mean, when on Monday I was surprised to discover the month of June was here already, and now I am equally stupefied to see that we're already at the bonus hour here at 6:07 on Hump Day on the Bobby Mack Show. So we are now officially over the hump and headed for the weekend. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. I got some major catching up to do there. And, of course, my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. And, by the way, as I mentioned, since we had Steve Shaw on in the last hour of the program, he is a candidate for the Greenville County Council District 20 seat. Other candidates out there who would like to have an opportunity to speak on their own behalf on my show, all you need to do is send me an email, bob@1063word.com, and we will schedule an appropriate day and time, and we will get you on here so you can tell your story about why people should elect you to the office you seek. Now then, we were talking yesterday at some length about these interestingly suspicious piles of bricks conveniently left in various cities where anarchists were tossing them through the windows of businesses, throwing them at police cars, throwing them at policemen and women, and wondering, wasn't that convenient? How did these piles of bricks, neatly stacked, strategically placed, how did they just happen to end up there? This now from Fox News. Federal law enforcement officials are probing whether criminal actors, their words, are coordinating violent activities during protests and are looking into reports that rocks and bricks have been dropped off to throw at police and other law enforcement as cities across the country grapple with the uptick in violence, a senior DOJ official said. Quote, you see the hallmarks. We're trying to see if there's a coordinated command and control. You see these breadcrumbs, and that's what we're trying to verify. There have been more than 100 arrests in Washington, D.C. as a result of the protests and riots related to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Around 20 of those people were not charged. Meanwhile, 70 to 75 have been charged with crimes such as assault, breaking and entering, destruction of property, and other violations. By the way, you know the ones in New York? They passed, thanks to Mayor Comey de Blasio, who was running things up there, who, by the way, the other day, while they were going down Fifth Avenue and tearing apart every store on Sixth Avenue and Fifth Avenue and all the rest, said that the activities were minimal. Right. De Blasio pushed for this no bail law up there because it's an imposition on the underprivileged and the poor to have to post a monetary bail. So all these people got arrested in New York, they turned them loose. You know, they take them to the Gray Bar Hotel, where I guess they're fingerprinted and charged, and then they turn them loose. Real nice. Another DOJ official said leads being pursued and cases being developed related to Antifa and other extremist groups by several different U.S. attorneys' offices. Antifa, of course, declared by the president as a domestic terror group. The official declined to elaborate further because the cases and investigations are ongoing. It comes amid growing instances of objects being hurled at police across the country. In New York, officials described more violent acts by protesters. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea said today that some of the plastic bottles that have been thrown at police are often filled with cement. He also described multiple incidents of Molotov cocktails thrown at buildings with people inside. By the way, you're a certain vintage, you may not even know what a Molotov cocktail is. It goes back to the old Soviet Union. Molotov was one of their bad actors over there. They are, back in the day, glass bottles that were filled with gasoline, and you stick a piece of cloth down in the neck of the bottle and set it ablaze and then throw it, and it catches fire to whatever it hits. The police commissioner in New York also described how two sites were found in Brooklyn and in Queens where pre-staged bricks were placed and then transported to protests. Shea said construction sites had been burglarized in Manhattan where bricks were believed to be taken. Too convenient. Somebody's behind this. They don't show up in multiple cities this way. Unless there is, as the DOJ official said, command and control. In Tampa, reports that members of the bomb team found mortars in bushes downtown, bricks and other items hidden in trash cans, there to be left to be thrown at police officers. In Seattle, a video put online by an anarchist shows that at around midnight, a crowd of 100 to 150 agitators with umbrellas started throwing bottles at police. In L.A., an anarchist group seen growing frustrated with the peaceful message by the other protesters, even speculating that the protest leaders who met with the mayor and the police chief are cops. Fox News has told federal law enforcement officials are looking at ways in which we can exploit phones and data communications that could give us a mosaic to see if there's a coordinated command and control. That's what we're looking for. I have no doubt they will find it. We'll go to the phones. When we come right back, I think we will. In any event, you know what? I mentioned I need to catch up with a text line because I am seriously in arrears there. So we'll do that next here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quarter after six, we are in the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show. It's the bonus hour here on Hump Day on WORD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 6:20 now here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Hump Day edition. Great to have you along. To the phones we go. I'm joined by the lovely and talented Miss Rose in Boiling Springs. A little late in the program today, Rose. Always glad to have you here. It's just we usually speak with you earlier in the day.
Yeah. Bobby, did they call the police out of what was going on up there?
Which? Going up where?
You were talking about them throwing bricks at the police cars and everything. Did they call out the police?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did, certainly in Washington. In New York, where they're dealing with de Blasio as the mayor, not so much.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen here.
All right.
We're going to have a march up the street in Bowling Springs, and they're going to stop up there at the Chick-fil-A and gather in the road, and there's not going to be a car being able to pass the road up there. And that my niece called me today and was telling me all about this. And so I don't know. I hope and pray the police comes out, because we're going to have a mess, Bobby, if they don't.
Now, this is the what you're referring to, Rose, is supposedly the demonstration that's going to be from high school kids from Boiling Springs and Spartanburg.
No, not high school. The people are going to march up the street and gather in the road up there. It's not high school people, I don't think. My niece didn't say anything about high school.
Yeah, that's what a texter said earlier in the program. But I can assure you, these people communicate. By these people, I mean these agitators, to make sure that we're separating them from peaceful demonstrators, because they are two different groups for sure.
Well, she was telling me there was so much profanity from those people that
on messaging.
I don't know, but I hope the police comes out and takes care of that. If they don't, you can't even get through the traffic up
there. Well, fortunately, most of the law enforcement agencies now track social media pretty diligently, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And the reason they do that, of course, is to be able to stay a jump ahead of these kind of events that are discussed in social media. Yeah. So if they know it's coming, they can react appropriately.
Well, I hope so. They take care of it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Because we've seen enough of this. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you. 22 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Yeah, here's another one. Bobby Mac, rumor going around that Antifa has a beef with Harley Davidson of Greenville and plan an attack. Did you hear about this poor guy in California? I don't have the story here in front of me, but I read it earlier today. There's a guy who has a Chrysler Dodge dealership in California. It's somewhere around San Jose. And with all the violence going on directed at businesses and real thugs and crooks flying under the cover of demonstrations to just go out and rob and steal whatever they can, thinking that that was coming, they pulled vehicles across the driveway that was the entrance or entrances to his dealership. Didn't matter, poor guy. They came and shattered the windows at the dealership, broke in, found the lockbox that had all the key fobs for the vehicles, went out and took a couple of the vehicles and just smashed them into the cars that were blocking, preventing people driving in and out from the dealership, just smashed them out of the way, and then stole many of the most expensive vehicles there, like Dodge Challengers with the big engines. What's the one called Moneypenny that has like the 750 horsepower? Yeah, that's it, the Hellcat. Right. Stole a bunch of those. They've gotten a few of those back already, minus their engines. Right? They found a few of them. 70 vehicles were stolen off this poor guy's lot. I mean, millions of dollars of his inventory. Man. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, overblown? That's the understatement of the year. So far, when your estimates are off by at least 90%, that's called incompetence at the very least. Yeah, when they say 2.2 million Americans are going to die from the Wuhan flu. Bobby, with all the millions they've spent on city surveillance, they know exactly who's staging all of this riot paraphernalia. Don't be fooled. I suggest they do. Afternoon, Bobby Mack. Great show. Great information. You are hard to beat. Thank you. Another beautiful day in Greer. Be safe. Stay focused. Buckle up and God bless. Trump 2020. There you go. Bobby, about yesterday's yes or BS NASA questions, did you mention the movie called Dark Waters? It's about the horrors of manufacturing Teflon. Excellent movie. No, I have not seen that. Bobby, those bricks are from Acme Brick Company, owned by Warren Buffett, and the board of directors, head of the board of directors is Bill Gates, signed S.C. Duke. Bobby, I know I'm usually a political lightning rod, but I just want to give all the praise, glory, and honor to the Lord God of Israel for saving me from both bladder and prostate cancer. I am cancer-free, and prayer works. Tracy P. from Gaffney. God bless. Wow. And let's see, we have to scroll down to catch back up. About today's ETF story, Bob, about the guy using the pickle to attack the Vermont road crew. New Vermont law just passed by the legislature forces people to register their pickles as deadly weapons. Good to know. Thank you. Appreciate that if I'm ever up Vermont way. Gee, I just lost my place here. Here we go. Bobby just saw a car. This is it, because Moneypenny and Little Annie and I like to collect license plates, you know, the personalized plates, and we test each other trying to translate. Some of them are hard to translate. Bobby, this one's not. Just saw a car with a tag number, DTH. VLLY. Okay. DTHVLLY. You got that one, Death Valley. The tag was from New Jersey. OMG. For little Annie. Annie, how do we know that tonight we won't be watching the mothership descending upon us? Yeah. Well, we can get our signs out. Welcome. Welcome. Bob, so in other words, Rosenstein in his testimony today is saying our FBI is candorless. They're not lying. They merely lack candor. Isn't it amazing how they always give themselves the benefit of the doubt, cut themselves some slack there? Bobby, we now know that Rosenstein did know then what he knows now, so did Lindsay, Trey Gowdy, and everybody else in Washington, D.C. No kidding. Bobby, so they're rioting against police brutality. Don't they see the consequences of their actions, calling for a police state, which they are protesting? Take a look at socialism. Gotcha. Let's see what else I may have missed back here. I think some of these are repeats, so I don't need to do this. Yeah, that gets me a long way caught up. Bobby, what are your rights from protecting your property and yourself from rioters and looters at your residence? In South Carolina, somebody breaks into your house. We have castle laws, right? You are defending your life and property, your family, what have you. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Hump Day edition in the last half of the bonus hour. Coming your way next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it can be a little difficult to decipher when you're just listening over the radio rather than watching it or looking at it printed out. Bobby Mack, please forgive my ignorance, but could you define the personalized license plate from New Jersey? DTHVLLY. Yeah, Death Valley. Okay. About the suspicious device at the Spink station, given the present environment, not going to take any chances. You know, if there's the slightest suspicion that something appears to be wrong, they're going to do whatever they need to do to make sure it's completely checked out. Bobby, my answer on today's poll question, hell yes, the military should have already been on the streets. Late 60s, early 70s, they were. You know, there were tanks in the streets of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. There were National Guard snipers on the roof of the NCNB building. Bobby, a week of this stuff is enough. I hope there's no permit issued for Boiling Springs. Tired of this. Can citizens guard Chick-fil-A from anarchists? I think that in most of these instances, having a permit is the least of their worries. You know, they're just going to show up. To heck with a permit. Bobby, what time did Annie say the ISS, the space station, would be visible tonight? That would be 21:53, 9:53 p.m. for about 3 minutes. From the northwest, that would be traveling to the southeast. Okay. To the phones we go. Moneypenny says Anonymous is on the line here. Hello, Anon, and welcome to the program.
What's going on, Bobby Matt?
Just cruising along, just like I had good sense.
Good, good. Well, I'm about to be too. I just wanted to put it out there that Antifa is dumber than I thought they were. if I heard you correctly earlier, you said that they were planning an attack on Harley Davidson.
Well, a texter shared a rumor that was a purported target of Antifa.
Well, it's really, really stupid because tonight is not the time to do it if they're going to do it, because if they want to face down 400, 500 bikers, then they'll show up tonight, and I hope they do.
This could not end well for them.
Well, it's doing great for America if they show up.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Anon. Yeah, I don't know if anything is actually going to happen over there. You know how these rumors get started. And yeah, that's right. Yeah, as Moneypenny pointed out, Wednesday night is bike night over there. A little bit more. I hate to go back. Isn't it amazing? Ever since this whole tragic business started in Minneapolis, all of a sudden, COVID-19 is off everybody's radar. When was the last time you heard a COVID-19 story? I mean, other than the numbers. But in other places around the world, there is plenty of reaction. Germany's federal government and mainstream media are engaged in damage control after a report that challenges the established corona narrative leaked from the Interior Ministry. And I'm reading from the report that was leaked. The danger of COVID-19 was overestimated. Probably at no point did the danger posed by the new virus go beyond the normal flu level. The people who die from corona are essentially those who would statistically die this year because they have reached the end of their lives and their weakened bodies can no longer cope with any random everyday stress, including the approximately 150 viruses currently in circulation. Worldwide, within a quarter of a year, there have been no more than 250,000 deaths from COVID-19 compared to 1.5 million deaths, 25,100 in Germany, during the influenza wave of 2017 and 18. The danger is obviously no greater than that of many other viruses. There is no evidence that this was more than a false alarm. A reproach could go along these lines. During the corona crisis, the state has proved itself as one of the biggest producers of fake news. And it gets worse. The report focuses on the manifold and heavy consequences of the corona measures and warns that there are grave consequences. More people are dying because of state-imposed corona measures than are being killed by the virus. That's from Germany. Meantime, in Italy, oh boy, the Italian tempers are flaring. They have had enough of this stuff, too. Share that with you when we come right back for the closing minutes as we head inexorably for 7 o'clock here in the bonus hour on the Bobby Mack Show. Welcome back. The closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day, coming up on 9 before 7 o'clock. So I mentioned in Germany this report saying, the whole business was overblown and actually has done more harm than good. Meantime, this today from Zero Hedge, hundreds of Italian demonstrators gathered in Rome in one of the main plazas there yesterday, ditching their masks in a protest against the Italian government's lockdown restrictions aimed at controlling the spread of COVID-19. The group, which call themselves the Orange Vests, I guess that's similar to the Yellow Vests that they have the protesters in France, is led by a retired police general, Carabinieri General, Antonio Pappalardo, who doesn't believe children should be made to wear masks. Refusing to wear a mask himself, he said, these lungs are mine. I will take care of my lungs. Breathing is sacred. The people packing the square did not adhere to social distancing guidelines set by the government. Uh-oh. Pappalardo portrayed such containment measures as an infringement of freedom. What do you know? Other speakers at the protest asserted that the pandemic never existed and alleged that politicians had played it up to enhance their own powers. Elsewhere in Rome, opposition leaders, including League Party's chief, Matteo Salvini, marched on Tuesday to demand that the government resign. Unveiling an Italian flag along the Via del Corso, Rome's central artery, the gathering soon turned into a procession led by Salvini and other party leaders. Giorgia Meloni of the right-wing Brothers of Italy and Antonio Tajani, who co-founded former PM Silvio Berlusconi's center-right Forza Italia party. So demonstrations there in Italy as well, and in Germany. They're trying to tamp down the reports there that COVID-19 was somewhat overblown. In on the text line, 71307. Let me see where I left off here. Bobby, I find it very interesting that 2 weeks ago, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and other non-elected high-profile members of the medical community were all over the news warning the American people of how opening the economy too soon could have disastrous consequences with a second wave of COVID-19 cases. Now, complete silence, crickets, from those same individuals regarding the massive amounts of people congregating in one area, shoulder to shoulder, for these protests and demonstrations we're seeing. Isn't it strange when there's a political reason for the warning or not warning people how that plays out? Bobby, where were the cops with the 70 cars that were stolen or damaged? Taxpayers not getting their money's worth. I think he said they called the police and got no response. I think the cops finally showed up the next day. Nice. Bobby, that garbage you talked about near San Jose is why I left the Department of Forestry, California, and moved to South Carolina. Farmer Bill couldn't live with that anymore. Bobby, why can't these people take arms and protect their property? Why just allow them to do whatever? Gotcha. Got to wrap things up for today. Thanks for being along. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.